It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena.
Nice to have you back.
I'm back again.
I love it. Back with a bang as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
So we're talking about Working Moms.
Working Moms
is a show that I've actually watched all three seasons of.
Wow.
And it's...
voluntarily as well.
Yeah, and I didn't talk about it on the show, and I... Well, I know why. The first season wasn't very good. But that's kind of why. But it's a really cool show.
Is it a Netflix one?
Yes.
A Netflix one, okay.
But it's created by a Canadian broadcasting company owned by Catherine Reitman. I don't know if you know who that is. But I found her through Always Sunny in Philadelphia, my favorite comedy of all time, mm-hmm. even though it's like racist and homophobic and all that kind of stuff. Problematic fave, but they call it out, so it's great. And she was a character on that, and they do recurring guest characters that appear like every season, kind of like real life.
Yep.
Which is great.
Love it.
And she started the show. She produces it, directs it, show runs it, and stars in it.
That's kind of like The Room, right? That film.
Does feel like this is a very different
room?
Vibe.
A different vibe.
Isn't
you know,
the room
when you produce,
awful?
Direct, and star in your own show?
Oh, you mean The Room. Oh, sorry, yeah.
But
yeah,
like, she's good.
Tommy Wazowski.
But she's really good.
Yeah.
But she's good.
Same thing, though.
And her and her husband own the production company, and it's about her... The comedy is based on when she had her first child and her postpartum depression mm-hmm. and writing comedy out of that kind of style of being a guilty working mum and wanting to be at home with your kid, but also wanting to have it all.
Mm.
And so her character, Kate... is a PR maven who has her first child and goes back to work after maternity leave
mm-hmm.
and balancing working and being a mum. And it follows her and her friends who are in a like child support group.
Yep.
Like they all have kids and the kids like play
an
together.
Like an antenatal thing, yeah.
Yeah. I obviously don't know much about that. But it's like it follows her and her friends through this group and how they all have different issues. So one of them's got postpartum depression. One of them has like a teenage daughter as well as a young baby and is trying to juggle those. And her big issue is wanting to go back to work and wanting to have it all, but also being there for her son and her husband and being a good wife and being a good mother.
Classic conundrum.
Yeah, and the first season, I will admit, is trash. It's just like...
But something got you through it, right? Like,
yeah.
You watched the whole season.
Well, it's 20-minute episodes, so it's really easy to binge.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Netflix... So she started doing the show in 2017. It came out 2017, 2018, 2019. But Netflix bought it this year, so it's come out February, April, and August of this year.
Okay.
So like, it came out in a quick succession, and I was like, okay, I've accidentally watched three seasons of the show.
Right.
Great.
So something hooked you, though.
Yeah. Well, season two and season three, it kind of scrapes off the veneer of like these rich women trying to have it all, and actually that like, kind of focuses on like more important issues, I believe.
Yeah.
And like, it's funny. The show actually makes me laugh. It's like, you know how... Pitch Perfect was kind of praised for being like kind of grotty. Oh, no, Bridesmaids was kind of praised for being grotty and having women do like gross humor.
Yeah.
That's what this show is. Like, it's not afraid to talk about, like, she will leak breast milk during a scene and just be like, whoops, sorry. Or like,
yeah.
She will, the reality of being a mum, I imagine, sorry guys, I'm not a mother. But it seems pretty realistic and it really like kind of grabbed me in that sense because it tells a really nice story.
Yeah.
Of just kind of real people. Doing their best, and it's really funny.
I think what I find interesting about TV shows like this is that in some ways it's a bit of a cliche to be like, the working mum stuck between wanting to, you know, be a good mum and work her job, as if there's some sort of like mutually exclusive thing going on there. But somehow that is still a big conversation that we have culturally and socially. So even though maybe it's a bit of a cliche, it's still a reality as well. So it's really cool to see TV shows maybe take that and do it really well.
And because it's written from a female perspective and run by a mostly female production company, it doesn't shy away from the realities of it, but it also doesn't seem to glamorize it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, Catherine Reitman's character is deeply flawed. Like, she has flaws, she fully owns up to them. And if it's based on her own personality, then that's quite cool as well to like be upfront and be like, hey, maybe I'm not the best mother. And she produces, and her production company is owned by her and her husband, who plays her husband in the show.
Okay.
Ah,
so it's like,
that's quite cool.
Life imitating art or art imitating life or something like that.
And
yeah.
It's, and in season two and season three, the relationships between the husbands and wives go through a lot more of development.
Yeah.
So the first season's kind of is quite insular on like.
So you reckon the first season does kind of get a bit stuck in the cliche or.
Yeah, and they've all got nannies and it's like, okay, why should I care about these rich people having problems?
Yeah.
But in season two and season three, it kind of stops being about.
That
yeah
it just becomes more interesting
yeah And they introduce more complex characters who have like more complex backstories that aren't just like, oh, these white Canadian women, by the way, it's Canadian.
Okay.
Which
Canadian TV
I haven't
show.
Seen a Canadian TV show yeah. since
Canadian
Degrassi.
Representation.
No, I love it. I was like, oh, okay, they're on Ontario. Like that's like not something I see all the time.
No.
So I like
true.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what else? There's one other point I wanted to make about it. It's good. That's an important crucial point.
It's
I feel
good.
Like this is a bingey one.
Definitely a bingey one. Definitely like a Sunday hungover binge.
Sounds
you
good.
You don't need to like put too much effort into it.
It's not going to drain you emotionally too hard.
Well,
oh,
see,
okay.
Ooh. Here we go. See, that's the thing. That's the point I wanted to make. Thank you.
Oh.
She manages to deftly weave in like these quite deeply emotional scenes and lots of tension. Because I don't want to give any spoilers away because obviously it's three seasons and there's lots of stuff that's happened.
Yeah.
But it manages to have these very funny moments, but also just kind of be sad sometimes. Be like, oh, okay, that's really sad. Like season three really hits it on the head, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I want to talk about it now because like season three actually kind of
really pulls it in. Yeah.
Yeah, it really got these like these sad moments that actually aren't just playful laughs. They're actually the kind of sad moments.
Yeah.
Like, and season one could have done that because it's got postpartum depression and that should have been maybe more of a topic in the first season.
Yeah.
But in season two and season three, you kind of get
a lot more
of these strong women kind of just being really cool mothers. And I think even being a mother itself is like a really hard thing. So
sounds,
the show that shows that is quite important.
Yeah,
it sounds
sure.
really cool. So remind us of the name where people can watch it.
Working with a no G instead like an apostrophe
working.
Thing. Working Moms, which is just the worst title, but it's on Netflix. It is the worst title. Like, come on, anything
so
else.
So your basic review is get through the first season, second and third season are mint.
Or maybe just start in the second season. Like, I don't think it's one of those shows you need to have all the backstory
okay.
for.
Okay, that's good to know.
That's
that
a
is good
tip.
To know.
Yeah.
Start from season two. Nice to have you back, Sam. Thank you very much.
Loving it.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
It certainly was. Working